I hope I'm not intruding. Most are gone for the holidays, and I thought I was the only one in the whole building. Surprised? It's been a bit. Since, like, what? Second year of university? I just got promoted, actually. I've been busting my ass since that position opened up a little while ago. Yeah, no one wanted to take it, and, well, I figured it wasn't too much of an issue since things around here still move when others are gone. Like, now, sort of. With the holidays. Mind if I sit? Why, thank you. I hope it's not rude to put my legs up. I promise they're quite clean, and I'm sure they aren't hard on the eyes either. So, how have things been? I obviously heard that you know who was in the picture, especially with her position opening for moi. That's not rude, is it? I don't think so. I'm just being pragmatic. This place is a business. But these aren't regular business hours, so we don't have to do anything work-related. What do I mean? Come on. Do I have to spell it out for you? I've been waiting for a certain position to open up, and it finally has. I don't mean the promotion here. Listen, we both knew she wasn't gonna be staying around. I'm not gonna say I told you so, but I will say this. Heartbreak sucks, and I get that. So, I'm open to filling a certain hole in your life. That is, if you're interested in filling one of mine. I know things can hurt, and I know what I want. So, unlike your choice back then, be pragmatic for me. And make the right choice, right now. Oh, come on. Do I have to walk around your desk, get on my knees and back? I'll just show you what you were missing. All you have to do is sit there and let me. See? You're as hard as ever. Just like every time you saw me back then. I know you've been stressed and hurt. So, let me give you what you want. What you need. Complete. I remember catching a glimpse in the locker room back then, during tryouts. You had a crush on the hottest cheerleader on the team. Me. You just had a lapse in judgment. I can understand that. But now, you know what the right decision is, don't you? Fuck, this feels good. I really wanted you back then, and I'm glad you're open to it now. Don't worry, I won't let you down, unlike some people. Do you want me to stop? I didn't think so. I bet you've been dying to feel something real, and I'm exactly what you need. Tell me you wanna come. I wanna hear you say it. Or you could show me. I know you have a sense of dominance there. I've always known. No one's here to stop us. And these aren't regular hours. So you could fuck me like you've always wanted. And I'll lay back for more. You're dying for a proper release. So instead of wallowing, get up. Bend me over this desk and fill me the fuck up with this cock. You don't seem happy. Or is that just the face of someone who knows I'm right? Either way, you know what to do. Fuck yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Push my skirt up. Yeah, pull those down. Just... yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck me. I came prepared. I edged myself, thinking about fucking you for hours. So, I'm fucking what? I knew you wanted this. I've always known. Now, show me you want me. And go as deep as you can. Harder. Yeah. Please. Give it to me harder. Yeah. Pull me back with my hair. Fucking wrap it around your fist and I got ya. I was so fucking close after edging. So use me. I wanna feel how mad you are. I take out all that frustration at her and everything. Show how much you need this. Show how much you want to take me. Give me more. Please. Fill me. I need so bad. So fucking bad. I've waited years. Years for you to finally admit that you're mine. Only mine. Your cock. Your cum. Is mine. Fill me. Please. Come inside me. Come. I feel it. Don't stop. Don't. Gonna come. So, did that help? You taste really good, too. I could get used to this. You know, you're usually so composed. And that, well, I told you you're pent up for something that felt right, didn't I? And that's only the tip of the iceberg. I didn't even get to suck your cock. And I can drain your balls better than anyone. Doesn't that sound nice? Heartbreak is awful, so I hope you understand what I mean when I say I was the right choice. But you know that now, don't you? I left my number on your desk. Do call me, won't you? With me, you won't have to think about her ever again.